Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Joseph the Dreamer, with his technicolor dream coat, is about to fall into a pit. Welcome back to my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy. The story of Joseph is about to take an unanticipated twist in the road, with his brothers leading the charge. Step into my story and see how the story will twist and turn. The family had large herds of sheep, which meant the boys needed to travel quite a distance to find good pasture. Joseph helped his brothers care for the sheep, and he also would bring home bad reports how his brothers were not caring for the sheep very well. This particular trip, the boys took the sheep up to Shechem to find fresh pasture, while Joseph stayed at home with his father. "Joseph, my son, are not your brothers pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you out to them to check on them. Go now and see about the welfare of your brothers and of the flock, and bring word back to me." Joseph was wandering around Shechem, but could not find his brothers. He had no idea where they had gone. A man saw a young lad wandering around the fields with a technicolor dream coat, which was quite strange, and he asked him what he was looking for. "Oh, you're Reuben's younger brother." "Yes." "They took the herd up to Dothan to find better pasture. I recommend you head over there." His brothers did not miss that technicolor dream coat heading their way. As they watched him approach, they hatched a plot against their younger brother. "Here comes the dreamer in his technicolor dream coat. Hey, I got an idea. Let's one of us kill him and throw him in one of those pits over there. We can say some wildebeest ate him. How about that idea?" Out, alone on the plain, with the wild animals hiding in pits, waiting to devour young, inexperienced men who wear technicolor dream coats. Would your father buy that story if you came home and told him your younger brother got eaten by a wildebeest? Well, you have to return to find out when they pitch this story to Joseph's dad. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.